The president of France, Macron, goes to China, spends about 6 hours meeting with Xi Jinping. And then on the flight back, he talks to a bunch of reporters. And here's what he told the reporters. He told the reporters, number one, that it's time for Europe to break away from the United States, not to depend on the dollar, not to depend so much on us, to become their own third superpower. The second thing he says, which I found really interesting, was that Europe needs to make sure that they don't get involved in conflicts that are not their conflicts. Specifically, that Europe should not be picking sides on Taiwan between the United States and China. And so I think this is a good moment for us to ask Europe, does Macron speak for all of Europe? Is Macron now the head of Europe? Is he now the most powerful leader in Europe? Because if he is, then there's some things we're gonna need to change. Number one, you know, Europe, including France specifically, has depended heavily on the United States for 70 years for their own defense. In fact, when Macron tried to play global superpower and send troops to North Africa to fight terrorists, he couldn't even get his own troops there. We had to fly them there and we had to fly them back. He couldn't even get his own troops there. So if they're gonna break off on their own and follow Macron's lead, that's gonna save us a lot of money. As far as not getting involved in other conflicts that are not ours, we need to ask Europe, does he speak for them? Because we're pretty heavily involved in Ukraine right now. We're spending a lot of our taxpayer money on a European war. And I've supported that because I think it's in the national interest of the United States to be allies to our allies. But if our allies' position, if in fact Macron speaks for all of Europe and their position now is they're not gonna pick sides between the US and China over Taiwan, then maybe we shouldn't be picking sides either. Maybe we should basically say, we're gonna focus on Taiwan and the threats that China poses and you guys handle Ukraine and Europe. So we need to find out, does Macron speak for Macron or does Macron speak for Europe? And we need to get the answer to that pretty quickly because China is very excited about what he said. They enthusiastically support everything he said. And apparently he said even worse, but the French presidency insisted that all the reporters that got that interview, that they had to review, they wanted to review the transcript, and they apparently took out stuff that was even more aggressive that he said. So we need to find out where Europe stands.